I sent Artemis a short message asking her to meet us in H's private chat room at midnight. She replied just a few minutes later, promising to be there. H told me he'd managed to reach Daito and Shoto, and they had both also agreed to attend. The meeting was set. I didn't feel like being alone, so I logged into the basement about an hour early. H was already there, surfing the news feeds on the ancient RCA television. Without saying a word, he got up and gave me a hug. Even though I couldn't actually feel it, I found it surprisingly comforting. Then we both sat down and watched the news coverage together while we waited for the others to arrive. Every channel was airing Oasis footage showing the hordes of Sixer spacecraft and troops that were currently arriving on Ludus. It was easy for everyone to guess why they were there, and so now every Gunter in the simulation was also headed for Ludus. Transport terminals all over the planet were jammed with incoming avatars. "So much for keeping the tomb's location a secret," I said, shaking my head. "It was bound to leak out eventually," H said, shutting off the TV. "I just didn't think it would happen this fast." We both heard an entrance alert chime as Artemis materialized at the top of the staircase. She was wearing the same outfit she'd had on the night we met. She waved to me as she descended the steps. I waved back, then made introductions. "H, meet Artemis. Artemis, this is my best friend H." "Pleasure to meet you," Artemis said, extending her right hand. H shook it. "Likewise," he flashed his Cheshire grin. "Thanks for coming." "Are you kidding? How could I miss it? The very first meeting of the High Five."
"The High Five?" I said.
"Yeah," H said. "That's what they're calling us on all of the message boards now. We hold the top five high score slots on the scoreboard, so we're the High Five."
"Right," I said. "At least for the time being."
Artemis grinned at that, then turned and began to wander around the basement, admiring the 80s decor. "H, this is, by far, the coolest chat room I've ever seen."
"Thank you," he bowed his head. "Kind of you to say."
She stopped to browse through the shelf of role-playing game supplements. "You've recreated Moro's basement perfectly, every last detail. I want to live here."
"You've got a permanent spot on the guest list. Log in and hang out anytime."
"Really?" she said, clearly delighted. "Thank you, I will. You're the man, H."
"Yes," he said, smiling.
"It's true, I am." They really seemed to be hitting it off, and it was making me crazy jealous. I didn't want Artemis to like H, or vice versa. I wanted her all to myself. Daito and Shoto logged in a moment later, appearing simultaneously at the top of the basement staircase. Daito was the taller of the two and appeared to be in his late teens. Shoto was a foot shorter and looked much younger, maybe about 13. Both avatars looked Japanese, and they bore a striking resemblance to one another, like snapshots of the same young man taken 5 years apart. They wore matching suits of traditional samurai armor, and each had both a short wakizashi and a longer katana strapped to his belt.
"Greetings," the taller samurai said. "I am Daito, and this is my little brother, Shoto. Thank you for the invitation. We are honored to meet all three of you."
They bowed in unison. H and Artemis returned the bow, and I quickly followed suit. As we each introduced ourselves, Daito and Shoto bowed to us once again, and once again we returned the gesture. "All right," H said, once all the bowing had ended. "Let's get this party started. I'm sure you've all seen the news. The Sixers are swarming all over Ludus, thousands of them. They're conducting a systematic search of the entire surface of the planet. Even if they don't know exactly what they're looking for, it still won't be long before they find the entrance to the tomb."
"Actually," Artemis interrupted, "they already found it, over 30 minutes ago."
We all turned to look at her.
"That hasn't been reported on the news feeds yet," Daito said. "Are you sure?"
She nodded. "Afraid so. When I heard about the Sixers this morning, I decided to hide an uplink camera in some trees near the tomb entrance to keep an eye on the area." She opened a vid feed window in the air in front of her and spun it around so the rest of us could see. It showed a wide shot of the flat-topped hill and the clearing around it, looking down from a spot in one of the trees high above.
From this angle, it was easy to see that the large black stones on top of the hill were arranged to look like a human skull. We could also see that the entire area was crawling with Sixers, and more seemed to be arriving every second. But the most disturbing thing we saw on the vid feed was the large transparent dome of energy that now covered the entire hill. "Son of a bitch," H said. "Is that what I think it is?" Artemis nodded. "A force field. The Sixers installed it just after the first of them arrived. So
from here on out," Daito said, "any Gunter who finds the tomb won't be able to get inside, not unless they can somehow get through that force field.